Hey, you're on 761-3330.
I am?
That's right, for another week of film listed fun.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Father bought him a home computer. He can change his high school grades with it. He can book seats on all the airlines. Now, David's found a new game to play.
Missile warning, no malfunction.
Wow.
The most exciting game on any screen is this summer's most talked about motion picture, War Games. Released by MGM, United Artists Entertainment Company. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
And welcome to Paul Mack Presents. Hi, I'm Paul Mack, and I'm your host for tonight's program. We have a lot of interesting things for you this time, and I hope you'll enjoy it. First off, if you'd like to write to us, you can do so by writing to me at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. You can write to me or the Paul Mack Productions staff. Hey, if you'd like to leave your comments every Friday and Saturday, we'd sure appreciate it out here because, believe me, movie reviews are scarce these days and we'd like to hear from you. So call in every Friday and Saturday and let us know what you think about a current program or movie that's out right now. And we'll run it on next week's tape. Don't forget to tell your friends about the movie line, and every Sunday through Thursdays we run our programs. So now, without further ado, let's get in with this week's tape. But first, here's a very special and important word from our truly beloved sponsor. Yeah.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brush, let's all lather, boys, whichever use the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, $1 for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho,
yo-ho. Hi, John from Wahabra. I saw Psycho 2, and, it's an okay movie. Don't you love my reviews? I just say if it's good or bad. I don't tell you what it's about. I mean, it's not the greatest. I give it about a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. I saw the original. I saw Psycho 1 and the original one. And for some reason, I don't know why, I seem to like the original better, even though it was in black and white and everything like that. But, or whatever. Psycho 2 is good. The plot's fairly good, and it's if you want blood and guts, that's the kind of movie to go see and stuff like that. But anyhow, yes, I also did go to the Angels game, and yes, they did win. And I don't know what the score was. It was 5-3. They're playing the Toronto Blue Jays or whatever the hell it was. And oh well, I don't even know what I'm talking about. So I got to get off the phone because I got to crash. Okay, talk to you later. This has been John Wahabra.
After 22 years, the mystery continues.
I'm telling you, there was a note from my dead mother.
Norman Bates is coming home.
I'm all right now.
But something is wrong. Very wrong.
What happened in that house last night?
Anthony Perkins in Psycho 2. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Psycho 2. You can go see that, too, or also at the North Hollywood UA Movie 6 in North Hollywood, of course. And the number for information in the 213 area code is 766-4317. I recommend you to see Psycho 2 if you're into horror films and suspense. Yes, it has suspense, just like good old Albert Hitchcock's original Psycho. I liked Psycho 2 on a scale from 1 to 10. I give it an 8+. That's right. So go see Psycho 2 and be scared.
This is Dave Canoga Park at about 2:35 on a Saturday afternoon. And I'm calling to find out exactly what this boycott is in reference to the UA movies of North Hollywood. I mean, what's so bad about the UA theater as opposed to other theaters? I don't really understand what the big hullabaloo is about. This has been an inquiry from Dave Canoga Park. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dave. Yes, it all started with a fellow by the name of Ken from Van Nuys. And Ken, if you're out there, will you please come back on the line and tell us what this UA movie boycott is? I mean, he mentioned it once on the line a couple of tapes ago. If in case you missed it, I will rerun it quite briefly now.
Well, let me give you a quick background of it here.
Okay.
Besides their higher prices, although the other theaters' prices aren't so great either.
No.
The UA theaters do not care about their customers.
Oh, really?
The example that I'm giving everybody is when I asked for a number to call for further information when I went to the theater, because they didn't have one like most other theaters did.
Right.
And
Ramble.
They gave me a number, and so a couple days later when I needed to call them and ask them something, I called the number.
The number you have reached.
And I reached a payphone in the front of the theater, and when the moviegoer answered, tried to get an employee to speak, they refused even after I told them that they gave me this number. So I'm not going there anymore, but what I suggest for you people is to go there and ask for a number for further information.
Ask
if they
for.
Completely refuse you,
refuse.
Or if they give you a number and you check it, it's a payphone number, go up there and say,
check.
You know, well, if that's the way you treat us customers, you know, you won't even let us talk to the people we're paying, then just forget it. I'm not coming back.
End quote.
And for goodness sakes, don't go see a movie, because, you know, that won't work. If they give you a number and it's not a payphone number, be sure to do this now.
Okay, got
go
it.
Up there.
Let me write this down.
Thank the employee who gave you the number.
Thank you very much.
And see a movie, for goodness sakes.
Oh, boy.
Because if you don't, they'll start wondering. Now, a note here. I don't have anything against the employees themselves. It's the way that they are told to operate. At least I assume that's why they are not giving the number out.
Right.
It's the way they are told to operate that bugs me. And
bugs you.
I want to hurt the theater itself. Don't take it out on the employees, okay? We're using the employees to relay this information to the management.
Right.
And maybe they'll learn their lesson.
Relays.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's all.
Yeah.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Yeah. Well, anyway, it wasn't exactly brief, but, I mean, he did brief you on what he felt. And if anybody has anything to say against or for that little issue there, give us a call every Friday and Saturday on the input line, 761-3330.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen. That's the day when Pop looks over his presents and finds out how much his family loves him. Then the first of the month comes around, he finds out again, right to the penny. Father's Day is a big mystery to my family. I've been in radio and television so long, my kids don't call me Dad. They think of me as their sponsor. No, that's true. But I've been traveling so much, it makes it tough for my kids to give me a Father's Day present. They just send the gifts to United Airlines with a note that reads, "The next time Daddy lands, hand him this." This morning, my son Tony asked me why we observe Father's Day. I said, "Don't you know who brings home the bacon around here?" He said, "No, Pop, but we sure know who lays the eggs." Dolores usually spends a dollar for my present, so this year I hinted at a velvet smoking jacket. She said, "Don't be silly. You don't smoke velvet." Well, that's the nice thing about living in California, you know. If someone does give you a velvet smoking jacket, you can have velvet pants made to go with it and wear it as a suit. That is, if you don't object to people saying, "How are you today, Mr. Crosby?" Crosby's kids always remember Father's Day. Last year, they gave Bing the Bank of America. They didn't know he'd already owned it. Yes, sir, the word father brings back a lot of memories to me. And there were times when I couldn't sit on those memories. Father taught me that if you do something wrong, life can be painful. At the same time, I learned that the woodshed can be drafty. Once when my dad was teaching me a lesson out in the woodshed, the hairbrush slipped and hit me in the nose. The rest is history. And again this year, all over America, fathers will get more ties than any other gift. Isn't that something? Dad works hard all year, and on Father's Day, he still gets it in the neck. Of course, I have four kids and do pretty well myself. On Father's Day, my kids reach into their piggy banks and give me back all the IOUs I put in since last Father's Day. And Dolores never forgets me on Father's Day either. Last year, she gave me a check. All I had to do was sign it. But I do get gifts from my kids. A few years ago, they gave me a book, How to Play Winning Golf. The next year, they gave me a book, How to Improve Your Golf. Last year, they gave me a book, Don't Let Bad Golf Discourage You. And I just found out what they're giving me this year. It's called How to Cheat at Scrabble.
If you thought private schools were dull and boring, wait till you see what goes on.
I have to tell you something. I'm not really a girl.
And what comes off.
Ah, where are my clothes?
At this private school for girls.
There's nothing strange about two people trying to give each other pleasure, no matter how bizarre the means.
You sleazebag! You pervert!
Once you're in...
Young man, it's illegal use of the hand.
You've got it made.
That's perfect.
Ow. Private school. With music by Stray Cats, Rick Springfield, Phoebe Cates, and more. From Universal Pictures, rated R, no one under 17, admitted without parent.
Would you call these firm, or do you think they're saggy? Why don't you feel it?
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Biphone allows people to review movies and tallies their votes. Here are the top five films currently playing as of 9 a.m. on Friday. The top film is Gandhi, followed by Return of the Jedi, War Games, Tootsie, and then Sophie's Choice. To find out how to get your computer talking to Biphone for free, call area code 213-474-2220. According to Biphone's users, the worst film currently playing is Space Hunter. Other turkeys are Breathless, Valley Girl, Psycho 2, and The Hunger. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Wow, I've never seen a line quite this big. It's truly, truly a small line. I can't believe the line for Superman 3 today. But anyway, movie line callers, we'll review Superman 3 for you later on side 1 or 2. And this is Bob Obb saying goodbye for now.
This is Fred from the phone company. I know you guys talked about Psycho 2 last week, but I just wanted to say Anthony Perkins was just wonderful, and it was a good, good, scary movie, and anyone who loves that kind of stuff should go see it, because it was just by far the best horror flick in a long time with good class.
Hi, this is Mickey's pal from Norwood. I'm going to give a review on Psycho 2. It was an overall good movie. It was riveting and thrilling and very scary, and it did keep you in a lot of suspense. It was a great deal of suspense. But overall, I think performances were a little bit weak and a little bit campy. Anthony Perkins, I think, could have done a better job coming back and playing that role that he created. I don't think he did as well a job as he did in the original Psycho. Vera Miles, she played it as if she was doing it for fun, you know. Oh, this is just a movie I'll make on the side. I mean, I'm not doing anything. I might as well do this. Was a very good performance. Overall, I better cut this quick. It was a good movie. It wasn't, you know, anything great that I'd say run out and you've got to go see it. But, you know, if you want a very good thriller, then go see Psycho. It's a little bit more, Psycho 2, I mean. It is a little bit more gorier than the original, but everything else is today anyway. on a scale of 1 to 10, I guess I'd give it a 7.5. It was a good movie and might be enjoyable to some. So, this is Mickey's pal from Northridge saying, now it's time to say goodbye to all our company, MICKEYMOUSE. Goodbye, everybody!
Hello, Mr. Paul Mack. This do be Brian Nobody Home from the Nobody Home Comment Line in the West Valley. I'm trying to let you know, and all your callers who are hearing me, that Nobody Home will be running the Summer Telephone Games. That's right, fun and excitement beyond belief. It's going to start off July 3rd, Independence Day Eve, I guess. We're going to start off with a bang, haha, and we're going to do a dunk quiz. If you've been in phones for a while, you probably know what that is. It was immortalized by Brian Feedback way back when, and it's kind of a telephone game show that's done live, and it takes skill and luck and knowledge, and we're going to have trivia questions, and there's going to be some on movies, and Paul, you'd probably run away with it. But I want everybody to know about it so they can participate. What you got to do is call my line, call Nobody Home, before July 3rd to register and get all the information on our tapes. And then on July 3rd, you can play. Now, the number of Nobody Home is 213-883-3623. Once again, if you're mentally retarded, it's 213-883-3623. Cheap joke, I know, I'm sorry. Listen, it's going to be loads of fun. It's just something that you and your doctor have to do. So give it a call and find out all about it. And have a very nice day. Bye.
Burt Reynolds is Stroker Ace in a modest...
It's part of the wonderfulness of me.
Meaningful.
I'm a Sunday school teacher. Didn't you read that on my resume?
A sensitive motion picture.
I've done some dumb things in my life. This is the dumbest.
About the loving, caring relationship between a man... and his race car. The only thing he does better than winning...
I want you.
...is scoring.
You do?
Burt Reynolds is Stroker Ace. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And now, once again, it's time for movie line update and hotline information. Here we go. Twilight Zone, the movie, pays homage to Rod Serling, creator of the landmark television series, which has been in the state of perpetual syndication since its final airing in 1964. In Twilight Zone, the movie, the filmmakers take us into another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey, according to Serling, into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Each of the segments fulfills this promise. The first, directed by Landis, tells of a man who, in an unexpected turnabout of space and time, is forced to suffer the indignities of his own bigotry. Spielberg's segment concerns several discouraged rest home residents who undergo a phenomenal transformation, which enables them to once again discover the joys of life with a child's appreciation and wonder. The third segment, directed by Joe Dante, tells of a boy whose wishes bring him everything but the happiness he most desires. And finally, Miller's segment relates the unforeseen consequences of an airline passenger's fright during a flight which somehow crosses the uncharted boundaries of reality. Twilight Zone, the movie, opens up June 24th at theaters everywhere. Diane Cannon will be honored with a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame on Wednesday, June 22, 1983, in a ceremony sponsored by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce at 12:30 p.m. The ceremony will take place at 6608 Hollywood Boulevard. The 1,764th star will be located in between those previously dedicated to Margaret O'Brien and Will Rogers. Johnny Grant, honorary mayor of Hollywood, will serve as master of ceremonies for the event, which will be officiated by Bill Welsh, president of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, and William F. Hertz, Walk of Fame chairman. Once they declare war on each other, watch out. You could die laughing. Donald's been fired from his boss, Parrot, but he'll survive. He's been robbed with his pants down, but he'll survive. He's been shot at while ordering a cheese Danish, but he'll survive. And now, he's armed himself and become a self-made soldier, but he'll survive, even if it kills him. Walter Matthau and Robin Williams in a Michael Ritchie film, The Survivors, your basic survival comedy. Starts this Wednesday, June 22nd, the Hollywood Man Vogue Theater, in Hollywood. For information, call 213-462-6621. Well, that's about going to do it this week for Movie Line Update, so thanks for calling, and don't forget to call each and every week for your Movie Line News.
Michael of Los Angeles. I saw Superman 3 recently, and I was just a wee bit disappointed by the film. I went to it expecting to see an exciting new Superman adventure, and what do I get? This slapstick stuff in the first half that is only saved by Robert Vaughn's portrayal of the villain, and the story didn't even get interesting until the second half, no details given, which I liked. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give Superman 3 a 4. This has been Michael of Los Angeles. Thank you, bye.
I saw Superman 3, first screening, first show at the Man Chinese Theater in Hollywood, and boy, I really want to tell you, it was absolutely fabulous. I mean, the popcorn was great, and oh, the theater, beautiful. Oh, but the movie, well, wasn't so good, I want to tell you. The first part seemed hopeless, and then the second half got a little stronger, but I'll tell you, the movie on the whole just wasn't so great. Now, I'm going to give it a 6 on a scale from 1 to 10, simply because I'm not basing it on its predecessors. In other words, I'm not trying to compare it to the last two films. I'm going to judge it as its own film, and I give it a 6 on a scale from 1 to 6. A little corny, good effects, but fun. You will leave the movie happy and in a good mood. The people we talk to seem to enjoy it on the most part. So go see Superman 3 at the Hollywood Man Chinese Theater. Number for information in the 213 area code 464-8111. Or at the Sherman Oaks Pacific 4. Number in the 213 area code 990-4140. Or the North Hollywood UA Movie 6. Number in the 213 area code 766-4317. Oh, and by the way, I talked to a friend of mine who's an employee at the UA Movies. He's an usher, and he just had a big important meeting this morning. They called in all the employees down there because they wanted to talk about a few things. And one of the things they talked about were courtesy. That's right, courtesy. So courtesy is now enforced at the UA North Hollywood Movies, and it was told by the management to the employees, especially the snack bar hosts and the ticket booth ladies, whoever, that they should be extra nice because they deal directly with the public. It's not so much the ushers, they said, it's not so much the cleaning people, it's those two facilities that have to be a little nicer and treat the customers with a little respect and, hey, dignity. So, hey, let's forget this UA North Hollywood boycott, Ken, and go back to the movies, huh? Hey, we'll all have to get together sometime. Maybe we can have a little party, get together, meet over at the North Hollywood Movies, and have a, you know, particular movie we want to go see and a time and a date. And if anybody out there would like to do that, why don't you throw in some suggestions next week on Friday or Saturday on the input line, and we'll go down there and see a movie, get together, and have a good time. So, that's going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. This is Paul Mac, and I want to thank you for calling. Don't forget to call each and every week. Now, stand by, because this tape will repeat momentarily. Thanks for calling. Bye.